Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Hala Taha. Hala Taha is the host of Young and Profiting and the CEO of Yap Media. Hala Taha, dubbed the Podcast Princess, is the host of Young and Profiting podcast, frequently ranked as the number one education podcast across all apps. Hala is also the founder and CEO of Yap Media, a social media and podcast marketing agency for top podcasters, celebrities, and CEOs. She is well known for her engaged following and influence on LinkedIn, and she has landed the January 2021 cover of Podcast Magazine. Hala started her career in radio production while in college at Hot 97 on the Angie Martinez Show. Later, she launched an entertainment news blog site, The Sorority of Hip Hop, where she led an all-female team of 50 bloggers. Together, they ran the popular site, interviewed celebrities, produced radio shows, hosted parties and concerts, and nearly snagged a reality TV show on MTV. Well, good afternoon, Hala. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Brian. Super happy to be here.
Absolutely. This is so awesome. I took a lot of time and research because I've been following you for a little while there on LinkedIn, and we're both influencers. Of course, I pale in comparison to your life out there on social media, but I do appreciate it. And for us to finally connect behind the mic is just amazing. And you are certainly someone to aspire to as far as a podcaster, right? You're kind of like that professional. I'm the Joe, you're the pro. But let's switch gears, because I want to talk, we're a technology platform, but I still want to jump in and ask some things that might be helpful for our audience here. So Hala, you've got quite the career in marketing, global sales and operations. You were a serial entrepreneur, and now you're the host of The Young and Profiting and the CEO of Yap Media. Could you maybe share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Oh, I love that question. So I feel like the secret to my career growth has been skill stacking. I've had a ton of experiences. Before I was 17 years old, I had maybe 13 different jobs. I've gotten tons of experience, whether that's sales, retail experience, working at every store in the mall, being a shampoo girl, slushy stands in the park, whatever it was. I feel like I've always stacked up my skills, and I've always had multiple jobs. Like, even throughout college, I had a job. When I was working in corporate, I was getting my MBA at the same time. When I was working in the radio station, Hot 97, I was also managing social media for festival companies, and just always had lots of experiences. And so I'm really skilled, and I've layered on these skills, and that ultimately makes me like the best CEO of a social media and podcast agency at the end of the day, because the way that my skills lined up, I had all the different skills that you need to launch a number one podcast, to grow a number one podcast, and then to be able to do the same for my clients.
That's awesome. I love that story. And you know, we've talked about it several hundred times here on the show, and you know this too, as a podcaster yourself. The things that really make us up and build our character. And like you said, we've either mowed lawns, worked in slushy stands, and we did that through college, right? And it's really built the character we are today. So thank you for sharing that. It's helpful for those listening today. And Hala, give us a quick rundown in the day in life as CEO of Yap Media.
Yeah. So my job primarily now is sales. And so my job is to be the face of the company, attract clients. Our lead generation tool for our social media marketing agency is my podcast. So most of my clients were actually guests on my podcast, who then on their own accord ask me about social services and end up becoming my client. So I have a boutique social media agency. We only take about 20 clients, and usually they're really big deals, like the CEO of Hint Water, Kara Golden, is our client. The CEO of 1-800-GOT-JUNK, Brian Scudamore, is our client, and we'll take over all their digital platforms, their LinkedIn, their Instagram, their YouTube, their podcast, and we handle all the production. We're a white glove social media agency. So I have an amazing team. I've stood up my business in a way that I don't have to necessarily work in the day-to-day. So I'm responsible to attract, you know, our big clients, to close them, to think of innovative new projects like our Yap Media Network. So I just recently launched a podcast network after monetizing my show and selling out and growing three other shows to my size and selling them out. I decided I would recruit other podcasters, grow new podcasts, and start my own podcast network. So I'm super focused on that and locking down sponsorships for our network and essentially being the sales machine. I'm the only salesperson in my organization, and we have 60 employees.
That's so cool. But you know, you've really are living that dream. I know there was a lot of hard work to get to where you're at today, but the story is inspirational to folks in our audience because we have a lot of entrepreneurs in our global audience. So thank you again for sharing. And Hala, we're a technology publication. We focus on emerging technologies. I've been a technologist for many, many years and a tech executive, but we want to know, are you leveraging any new or emerging technologies within your business? And if not, maybe you found a cool tool or app you could share with us today.
Oh my gosh, we use so many cool apps at Yap Media and Young and Profiting. We are so innovative. And for me, the tools that I'm really focused on are growth tools. So we're doing a lot of different like YouTube automation and trying to grow our YouTube channel. We're just researching different tools that we can use to grow Instagram, for instance. And these tools are really important when it comes to platforms that don't have organic growth. So for example, on LinkedIn, we can get huge and go viral, and our clients are super happy, all with just organic strategies, different like publishing strategies, comment engagement, DM, you know, strategies. That all works on LinkedIn fine, but on other platforms, you got to get a little bit more innovative. And so we've been looking up different YouTube and Instagram platforms. If you want some specific names for YouTube, there's a platform called YouGrow that's been really cool that we've been using. And for Instagram, I love later.com. So that's actually a posting and scheduling tool, but it will give you like keys, insights in terms of like hashtags to use, when the best time to post. It will do like a cool link in bio for you. So later.com is really cool for Instagram as well.
Very cool. And that's helpful for anybody listening, including myself. So thank you for sharing. I learn something new every single day. And today I got my little nugget, my little gem. So thank you. And Hala, last question for you today is, can you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in either marketing or entrepreneurship?
Oh my gosh. I love this question. Learn how to copyright, right? Learn how to write well. This is a skill that I find. I employ a lot of people. I train social media managers. I know how to go viral on social media. And how you write copy is so important. And that will help you in your emails, in closing sales, in being persuasive, in being engaging, in building a community, in networking. Just knowing how to write well is such a powerful skill that I feel like a lot of people are underutilizing in today's age. So learn how to write. And really the only way that you can get really good at writing is by doing it, experimenting, seeing what works, especially on social media. That's like instant way to experiment and see what people like and dislike. And if you keep practicing, keep doing it every day, if you keep getting consistent, you will ultimately become a better copywriter. And then, of course, learn about it, read blogs about it. There's different formulas that you can use on social media. And I would say that that's a huge skill as a marketer. Just even being able to write succinct copy for presentations and things like that. It's a skill that not many people have, and it will really take you far.
I love that. Thank you again. Sharing some of your secrets or the things that you do or have done in the past to get to where you're at today. So thank you again. And Hala, it was such a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Bye for now.